Some are calling the plan crazy. Others call it innovative. It's certainly new, not even committed to paper yet. But UW System Associate Vice President George Brooks has come up with it.
I'm really not insane.
Brooks has just presented his plan to the UW Extension Faculty Senate.
In essence, we would pay additional health insurance premiums. In essence, use those funds to generate a pay plan increase.
Under the plan, all UW faculty and staff would pay twice as much for health care coverage, and that doubling of employee contribution would come after new state increases for health coverage that go into effect in January. So, for example, the least expensive family coverage will cost non-union staff $62.50 a month as of January. Brooks wants to double that to $125 a month. That, in turn, would pay for a 2% raise in January and another 2% raise in July. Otherwise, under the new state budget, non-union employees will get 0% this year and 1% next. Brooks says that's a bad option.
Experience has taught us that a zero pay plan hurts us not only immediately but for the long-term future in attempting to recruit faculty and staff, and in an effort to regain a relative position in the marketplace down the road.
Brooks says running the numbers shows most employees would come out ahead, and none, he says, would do worse under his plan. But some hearing the plan called it crazy, like Extension Faculty Senate member and union leader David Knack.
In principle, I'm opposed to funding my own increase. I mean, this is a charade, you know. I mean, if we're going to get an increase, let's get an increase, and if we're not going to get an increase, good.
Knack also takes exception to the UW Board of Regents approving pay range increases for top university executives, and then hearing this.
What's good for the goose apparently is not good for the gander. In other words, they're getting their raises. They're not self-funding their raises. We're being asked to basically take the money out of one pocket and put it in the other pocket. I mean, that's a joke. That's not compensation. That's just a charade.
George Brooks says the executive pay range increase and his plan are not related. He says those people would also be included in the self-pay plan.
If it is too frightening to people because it is too novel, I can accept that. My objective was to present an alternative that avoids a zero pay plan.
There are many questions about the plan, including just how to offset higher health care payments for lower paid staff. Brooks says he hopes to have the plan on paper by the end of the week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.